We are on an Advent journey. Advent means coming. And we're looking forward to the birth of Jesus Christ. He's the reason that we celebrate this season. Amen. So we're going to take a look on page 32 this morning and just read through our day's devotion. This is our devotion for today. There are suggestions in this book on how to do this as a family, lighting a candle, reading your devotions together. So let's take a look at that. Love, light, and life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. The love of a parent for a child is often upheld as the strongest love of all. It is natural for parents to love their child more than anything, to be willing to sacrifice and even die for their child. It's true of the animal world as well as humans. This is the reason a mama bear with cubs is so much more dangerous than a female bear alone. There is an instinct for love and protection deep within parents for their child. So it's really hard for us to imagine the amazing love God has for our world that motivated him to give his only son to be born and die for us. But that is exactly the love we celebrate this Advent season, a love so great that God broke through space and time in order to send his own son into the world. And with that love came light and life. When the Christ child we celebrate in Advent and Christmas had grown up and was teaching his disciples, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. As we celebrate the unfathomable love of God this Advent, we also celebrate the inextinguishable light and eternally fulfilling life that Jesus offers to each one of us. And then there are some questions that you can ponder and think about each day. And so we began our focus this week on love, the love of God, how rich and how pure, how measureless and strong. The love of God will forever endure. And the Apostle Paul told us that nothing can separate us from God's love. And so this morning, just receive the love of God. How precious he is to each one of us. To think that he loved us while we were still sinners. He loved us so much, he gave his life for us. So God, penetrate our hearts, penetrate our minds with your love today. Lord, help us to love one another with the love that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Lord just reminded me the world is going to know us by the love we have one for another. So whoever you're sitting close by, would you let them know, "I love you with the love of the Lord." You might want to tell somebody else, "I love you with the love of the Lord." Yeah, doesn't that feel good? "I love you, Charles and Lydia, with the love of the Lord." Good to see you. Good to have friends and guests and River of Life family here this morning. So I hope you took a devotional. Everyone, please take one and enjoy this journey to Christmas. We began Advent many, many years ago so that we would focus on the true meaning of Christmas. Because there's so many distractions around us at this time. And it isn't about buying gifts, and it isn't about who can decorate their house the greatest. But it's all about the coming of Jesus and his birth. And so we want to stay focused on the true meaning of Christmas. But we also want to give gifts, because you know what? When you serve the Lord and you have Jesus in your heart, you just want to give things away, don't you? We have some givers in the house. Amen.